The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Algo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Oh, I can listen to this. My son played this the other night. I swear to God, he plays all along the Watchtower. Bob Dylan writes it. Jimmy recorded it. And then I'm watching my son Michael at 18 years old do this in front of a crowd of a few hundred people. And I tell you, I was so proud. It's a tough song. I never could have thought of doing that. So that was great. Thank you, Matt. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 9:06. Joey Sebilia is here. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. We're proud to bring Congressman Lee Zeldin to the airwaves. There are folks that are public servants. And I always say this to Congressman King. And we're very lucky in New York to have Lee Zeldin representing Long Island. And we're proud to bring you to the airwaves, Congressman. Welcome back to the show, Lee. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. It's always great to be with you.
And thanks for your service, man, in the military, and you're doing great stuff. You know, and I get upset. I got to tell you, Lee, how you with the campaign, you're the guy. I mean, I don't want anybody to show up. You've done such a good job as a congressman. You're so grounded. You're not really – you're apolitical. You're just worried about the people of Long Island. And then I watch, even at my way in Jersey, I see some of the negative ads. How do you feel? You got to be like, what are they talking about? They make things up, Lee Zeldin. They make things up. I guess it's part of the political game, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. They'll do a poll when they're trying to come up with a strategy. And for anyone who's listening, it doesn't matter what congressional district you live in, what state you're in. This applies with local races every year. People will do a poll and they'll try to figure out what polls the best. Are you more likely or less likely to vote for Joe Piscopo if you knew X? Yeah, and then they'll ask a few questions like that. Whichever one polls the best is the one that they go with, regardless of whether it's true or not. And it's unfortunate that that happens, because the race then starts devolving instantly when you're not relying on facts and truth. I have no problem with vetting out your campaign, talking about the contrast between you and your opponent, talk about yourself, what you accomplished, what your vision is. Yeah. But it goes overboard when folks rely on what polls the best, even if it's not true.
I know, they always say to me, to your point, Lee Zeldin, Joe, you should run for politics. They would have such a field day on my life. Are you kidding me? I could say, you're like a saint, man, in the military helping, and you're just a regular guy with a beautiful family doing a great job. And you hate to see those things. And if you're listening, this is your guy, Congressman Zeldin. That's your guy. We need now more than ever in Washington. Lee, give us your take on the Supreme Court, Justice Barrett now. Supreme Court Justice Barrett. How good does that sound, Lee Zeldin?
She really proved herself to be eminently qualified for the position. I didn't know her like I have one colleague of mine in the House who went to elementary school with her. I have people around me who were able to vouch for Judge Barrett, the potential nominee, and then the nominee going through the process. And they were all head over heels with praise for her, of her ability and her qualifications. And we saw it play out when she was going through the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, where she was poised and she was strong, and her answers to the questions coming from Republicans and Democrats were all resulting in grounded, straightforward, candid answers, exactly as you would expect. If you were trying to prepare the next Supreme Court justice nominee for their confirmation hearing, one of the best pieces of advice you might be able to give to him or her would be to go back and watch Justice Barrett's confirmation hearing through the Senate. I think she proved herself to be someone who's absolutely, totally qualified for the nation's highest court.
Yeah, pure class, just class the way she did it. And it was so interesting to see her just smoke all of the senators that were going after her. She was without any notes, Lee Zeldin. How about that? Without any notes. How great was that?
Yeah, it's kind of like you're thinking of a boxing match where someone's getting popped in the face and you would expect them to go down. You just hit someone with the best shot that you had. And they're just standing there looking back at you, smiling. Yeah. And, you know, she wasn't she wasn't rude about it. Again, she, as you point out, you said class. She did it with class.
Yep, but the
Democrats were throwing everything that they could think of at her. They weren't, by the way, I mean, thank God they weren't as bad as they were with Justice Kavanaugh, which was insane.
Yeah.
And they were, I mean, they knew better. I mean, politically, how stupid would that have been? But... you know, there's nothing that they were able to throw at her that she wasn't ready for because, you know, she's obviously a smart woman who knows how to engage in these conversations. And it wasn't like she was coming across by any stretch of the imagination as a politician. She was coming across as someone who knew that she was going to be the next Supreme Court justice. And that she was going to, and she was speaking to senators. It was two different branches of our government. She wasn't showing up desperate for the job where she needs to, you know, kiss the tail of all of the Senate Democrats begging. They're not going to vote for her.
Yeah.
So just be true to yourself and answer the questions to the best of your ability, which she did. And she came out of it stronger than she was going in.
Lee Zeldin with Joe Piscopo. I'm glad we had the chance just to chat and sit back a little bit. Lee, you were a lieutenant colonel in the Army, yes?
Yes, still in the Army Reserve. I drill now on Long Island. I'm in charge of an international rule of law team in the Army Reserve.
Wow.
And it's been a privilege. I spent 4 years on active duty. I was an Army ROTC commissionee into the Military Intelligence Corps. And after 4 years active, I spent the last 13 in the Army Reserve.
Wow.
I was a paratrooper in Iraq with the 82nd Airborne, and I spent about 2.5 years down at Fort Bragg as part of my service. It's been an honor because to your left and right, from all 50 states, are men and women who are all in it for the right reasons, loving flag, freedom, liberty, Constitution, willing to die for it. And they're there not for, you know, rank. They're not there for awards. They're not there for prestige and money. They're there because they believe in a cause greater than themselves. There are very few occupations to pursue in the United States of America where you will have that high of a concentration around you of the best of the best. It was so cool, and it still is.
Yeah, and thank you for your service, Lee. I got to ask you, because then we'll get to Long Island. Stay with us if you can. 9:13 with Lee Zeldin and Joe Piscopo. So when you're about to jump out of a plane, Lee, stay with you. I'm a military wannabe. I really am. I'm like, my father was in the military. He would tell me the stories, and I was at, now you're about to go on a plane, and there's people in front of you, there's people behind you. You can't just go, I don't really want to do this right now. You just, and you're attached. Do you pull the, and I'm, forgive me, I should know this. Do you pull the parachute, or does it go automatically from the rope that is on behind you? How does that work?
So the parachute is packed into a bag. The bag has a static line. The static line is attached to a bar inside the plane. So when you go outside, when you jump outside the door, once you get a certain distance away from the plane, the static line, which is attached to your parachute bag, stays attached to the parachute, and then your parachute automatically deploys. I remember the very first jump, to your point, the very first jump that I had, there was someone who didn't want to go out. And we had a jump master who looked just like Bull from Night Court. And he takes a step back.
Oh, man.
He warns the guy to get out the door, and he just wouldn't go out the door.
Sure.
He froze. So this guy who looks like Bull from Night Court steps back and punts him, like kicks him right in his tail, where he went like further forward than you're supposed to before you, obviously, the wind catches you right away. It was one of the most hilarious things I've seen in my life. And that was before my first jump. And when I saw that, there was never a moment on any of my jumps that I ever hesitated.
This is good. And then when that's hysterical. And Lee, when the parachute deploys, man, it looks like so beautiful from the ground, but it jolts you hard, does it not?
You know, the hardest part, I would say, is the landing, the parachute landing fall.
Yeah.
When the chute first opens, you are jolted.
Yeah.
There's a lot of activity when you first come out. Obviously, before the chute is open, it's a bit of a free fall. And when it opens, oftentimes your lines can be tangled, so you have to untangle your lines quickly. But then once your chute is open, then it's beautiful because now you're just coming down and you have a moment to enjoy the ride. But landing, it's not like you're watching some West Point football game where you land at the 50-yard line standing up and running.
You're
hitting the ground as hard as possible without supposed to hit the ground as hard as possible without getting hurt. You know, that dynamic of it is where a lot of the injuries are caused.
You know, Lee, I have such respect for you, man. You're a good guy, and what you've gone through and how you still serve, I love everything in that regard, supporting the military. And you know what's great about Lee Zeldin? I speak to you listening now. He's pro-law enforcement, pro-flag, pro-America. It's God, it's family, it's country. That's what Lee Zeldin's about, man. And you know what? Also, if I may, before we let you go, Congressman, on MS-13 in Long Island, you and Peter King, I mean, that was such a horrific problem, and I know it's still out there, but you've really got a handle on the gang problem, and who would have thought it would have happened on Long Island? But there it was. But you guys tackled it handily, and you're keeping a watch on that, among other great things on Long Island that are happening.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, who would have thought that we would have gotten hit this hard by it, and who would have thought that so quickly the tide would get turned on it? I mean, the stories just a few years ago, it was daily stories of new crimes being committed and innocent victims with some of the worst imaginable offenses being committed. And the president gets elected. He travels to Long Island multiple times.
Yeah.
The attorney general travels. Every level of government working together, coordinating, cooperating, bringing all these different people to justice. The president had the two girls who were murdered by MS-13. Their parents were guests of his, highlighting it, the State of the Union address. And fast forward to you and I being able to have this conversation October 2020 with all of the progress that's been reported in the effort to combat MS-13 is awesome.
And all the great things that are happening out there. I was out there not too long ago when I saw you, and in Long Island's really coming back in a big way after the pandemic. Always appreciate your service and you taking the time to join us, Lee Zeldin. You're a great guy, and love to your family, Congressman. And please keep us posted, and you know, we're behind you, sir. So anything you need, we are here for you.
Thank you, Joe. You're amazing. It's great to be on with you as always. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Great chat, Lee. Thanks so much, my friend. Congressman Lee Zeldin. I'm sorry, I'm a military guy. I really am. I start thinking, jumping out of a plane. Joe Sebelia. I'd be like, I can't go. Don't push me out of the plane. Lady, don't.
You'd be holding on to the guy who shoves you out.
Yeah. All you would hear if I jumped out of the plane is, Lee! Not me, man. I'm enthralled by that. God bless Congressman Zeldin for serving the country in the stellar fashion that he has and is still doing. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Madison Jesioto. She is just a bright young gal, and she is a lawyer, was Miss Ohio, and we want to talk about the Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, but also these President Trump rallies, these women for Donald Trump. Madison is front and center and traveling all around the country, yet kind enough to join us momentarily on AM 970 The Answer. Right now, Debbie Duhaime is out there checking out the traffic on AM 970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe, let's go to the Cross Bronx eastbound out by the Deegan. An accident was clear, but delays go back out toward the GWB. The westbound Cross Bronx slowing down by Rosedale Ave. It's a disabled tractor trailer. He's on the shoulder, but do watch out for delays there. It's kind of busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Kind of busy at the Williamsburg Bridge heading into town as well, so prepare for some delays. FDR Drive northbound, heavy right up through the 40s and through the 60s. Southbound west side, busy at 158th Street. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. The Cross Island North at Bell Boulevard, it's an accident. LIE westbound, pretty solid through Van Dam Street, getting right into the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Taking a ride inbound at the GWB, looks like a minor delay. Inbound Lincoln 5, Holland, about 10 minutes in. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it is time for my fruits balance of nature. I carry them in my radio bag. I take the fruits before the show, fruits after the show, you know, and then I take the vegetables later. You got to take balance of nature because it builds up your immune system. And it's so natural. Forget vitamins. Forget about vitamins. Vitamins are synthetics. Vitamins, you eliminate them. It's just something that really doesn't get absorbed by your body. What you want to do is take balance of nature because it's a vegetarian capsule filled with 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. When I tell you it's filled with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, and those are the antioxidants in your body. So great. So this is great, right? You know, and this comes from the Howard family. Plus, you get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of balance of nature. I don't want to hear. I want you. You owe it to yourself to take balance of nature. So then what do the Howards do? They give you your own personal health coach at no charge. That is courtesy of the Howard family. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. I'm telling you. So when you go to 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, the answer, you're going to remember the answer, okay? You get 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And you know what else? Free shipping, right? Then your own personal health coach. And as you experience all these great offerings, you know, from the Howard family, and it really comes from Dr. Howard and Lex and Sue, his wife, just a great family, you know? But what you're doing is building up your immune system. That's what's important with antioxidants that are in these fruits and vegetables. And that's all that Balance of Nature is. It's as natural for me that I can get because I'm not going to eat the fruits and vegetables I should. All right. Did I plead my case enough? Will you please just call 800-246-8751? I'm such an advocate of Balance of Nature, and I know what's good for you. So I ask you to go to balanceofnature.com, and please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Madison Jesioto is standing by. I did want to tell you about Wounded Warrior Project. So proud of the military. You heard me talking to Congressman Zeldin. Forgive me, but I love the United States military, law enforcement, and these men and women put their lives on the line. And a lot of these men and women go overseas. They come back. And it's not just, you know, physical scars of war. It's mental scars of war. And what the Wounded Warrior Project is doing, they treat folks with a variety of mental health programs. And they provide critical care to thousands of warriors who otherwise might go untreated. May I give you a number? And if you can make a donation, we'd appreciate it so much. You know, $50. $50 can take care of a warrior, one warrior. $5, $10, whatever you got. I want to be surprised. I'd love to be surprised with a $300 donation, something like that, you know. 800-900-4997. We want you to help a wounded warrior receive the mental health treatment that they need and that they deserve. 800-900-4997 or go 800-900-4WWP. You can go online, please. Help Warriors, Wounded Warrior Project. Or you can call, please, 800-900-4997.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Jersey Joe on the radio. One of my favorite people is a young lady named Madison Jesioto. She's so smart. She's a great gal, former Miss Ohio. And Madison, you know, you're such a professional lawyer. You're out there on the campaign trail. And I forgot, Miss Ohio USA. But that was only a couple years ago, Madison, correct?
You know, time's flying by. It's been 6 years now, Joe, since I was with Miss USA, not too long ago.
Yeah, no, that's recent history, girl. And what you've done with your life, Madison, is so incredible. How are your parents? I have to ask that first and foremost. How's mom and dad doing?
They're doing well. Everyone's great. We're out here in Ohio and obviously just 7 days away from the election. So it's exciting out here.
Tell me about, I see you out there, Women for Donald Trump. You're out there. You're all over. Are you covering mostly Ohio or you're going all across the country, Madison?
You know, I've been all across the country, but of course, every time we have a bus tour coming through Ohio, we have events going on here in Ohio. I try to be either on that bus or at those events because I know how critically important Ohio is to the election.
Right.
No Republican president has ever won the election without winning the state of Ohio. And obviously, just to be home is, you know, nothing better. So it's great to be out here supporting our president and, of course, supporting Women for Trump. You know, as a co-chair of Women for Trump, I've been able to go all across the country, spreading the truth and the message about what the president has done for women over the past 4 years. And obviously a lot more can happen in the next 4 years. And so talking about some of the things I'd like to see and, you know, what I think potentially could happen, you know, post coronavirus and with the economy and a rebound and hopefully that V-shaped recovery that we've been starting to see.
Yeah. And as a young lawyer, Madison, how great is it to see, speaking of President Trump for women, Amy Coney Barrett, how great was that confirmation?
Just absolutely a beautiful moment. I'm so proud of Amy Coney Barrett. I don't even know Amy Coney Barrett personally. And I felt so excited when she was nominated. She's someone I was hoping would be nominated actually with some of the previous nominations. And so to see her finally get nominated and obviously confirmed last night, she's a working mom of seven, an incredible person, an incredible judge. Back in 2017, received bipartisan support when she became a judge on the circuit court. And so it's great to see her elevated to this level, you know, as one of the younger justices on the court. I'm just really excited for her. And I'm excited to see what she'll do on the bench and protecting our Constitution and making, you know, those decisions not being biased, because that's not what we want, no matter which side we're on. Right. We want someone who's going to make the right choice and going to look to the Constitution.
Yeah, how great was that last night with President Trump? Nobody does it like President Trump with the American flags.
We'll never have a president like this again, Joe.
It was so great. And I'm watching the rallies, too. And I know you're there. And I know you're there. And he acknowledges you and waves to you. I see you do that. But it's so orchestrated. Great when Marine One lands down. And don't we need that, Madison Jesioto? Don't we need that now after this pandemic? And we're told all the negativity and Joe Biden's everything negative and how bad the country is, and here the president not only pushes us through, he gets the virus, he beats the virus, and now he's fighting harder than ever. I mean, we need that now, yes?
Oh my gosh, he's an incredible fighter. He's someone who's out there spreading positivity in a lot of cases. When you see people like Joe Biden out there talking about how we're going to have a dark winter and everything's so depressing and the world's going to end, and you and I both know, Joe, you know, whether it's in New Jersey or Ohio or New York or wherever you are across the country, there's a lot of cases of people coming together, communities coming together, positive news. You don't hear about it on the mainstream media, but it's happening. And we need to hear more of it, not just when it comes from President Trump, but from all of us, being able to spread those messages and talk about, you know, the ways in which we're actually more alike than different.
Yeah. Madison Jesioto with Joe on the radio. And to your point, this is what it's. I always feel, Madison, when I come on the radio, when people, oh, Joe, you're too pro Donald Trump. And I go, he gets slammed every which way. And it's not so much even President Trump. It's America that they're going after. They want to push down everything that's great about America. And I feel I have to come back twice as hard on the other side and be positive. That's why I see you out there fighting every day, Madison. And it's great that you're doing that. Hey, Madison, tell me how important your Christian faith is to you. I mean, as a young gal, and now you're working as an attorney and certainly in politics.
There's nothing more important to me, Joe, and it's really sad, you know, as a young Catholic, as a Christian living in the United States, you know, to see people across this country who are putting down those of us who believe in God, that are putting down the fact that we are one nation under God. People don't even want to say that anymore. And it's a critical time. I mean, moving forward, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, we don't want to see our American values stomped on. We don't want to see our faith stomped on. Mm. Religious liberty is, you know, critically important. It's the reason why many of our families or, you know, friends, neighbors came to this country to live the American dream, to have those protections over, you know, the way that they live and they worship. And so there's, you know, a lot at stake right now and moving forward, whether that be with the presidential election, whether that be in our communities with congressional elections, local and state elections. It all ties in, and, you know, we want to maintain this great nation that we're so lucky to live in. We don't want to see, you know, us become the next Venezuela or Cuba or Russia or China. We want to stay the United States of America. We want to stay the greatest nation in the world, and it's so very important to me, like I said before, especially as a Catholic and a Christian.
Yeah, and as a young, they always say conservative, but I like to use the word patriot, Madison, you know? We're patriots. We believe in the country, and it's so inspiring, and as you listen to this young, bright gal from Ohio, how she believes in this country, I want you to rest easy that there is a whole generation of great folks like Madison Jesioto. Madison, before we let you go, does the president take Ohio? What are you hearing on the inside?
I think we not only take Ohio, but I think we may take it by more than the 8 points we took it in 2016. A lot of people I meet on the trail were hesitant about the president's 16. They voted, you know, with a write-in or maybe third party. They didn't vote at all. They saw that he kept his promises, and I think that we're going to see more support from the Black community, more support from different communities across the state of Ohio, and we may take it by more than those 8 points. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, Madison, you're a superstar. Love to the family, and we love having you on the show. Please keep us posted, Madison, and God bless and Godspeed out there.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too, my friend. Madison Jesioto right there. That is inspiring. I'll tell you that right now. A young gal like that believing in this great country. Hey, Joe on the radio, 933. We're going to check in with my buddy Chris Stegall. He's at our sister station in Philadelphia. What's going on in Philly? We love the city of brotherly love. And now there's riots in Philadelphia. My goodness gracious. And we'll hear firsthand from Chris Stegall coming up from Philadelphia in a moment. Right now, let's break with Tom Note. He has the headline news live and local in New York City on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
The temperatures drop back a bit in the city. They're reporting 53 degrees now in Central Park under overcast skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Early voting now underway for the fourth day in New York City. Elected officials, though, have been criticizing the long wait times which were seen during the first 3 days. Some city parents are upset that the Department of Education is forcing them to make a decision about blended learning, which would be binding for the rest of the year. The DOE says they need to know day by day who's at home and who's in class. The New York City Council is meeting today to discuss moped and e-scooter safety. At least four people have died this year in Revel scooter accidents. A new poll finds that first-term Staten Island Democratic Congressman Max Rose is in a very tight race with his Republican challenger. Cops are trying to figure out who killed the woman whose body was found behind a bush off the Horace Harding Expressway in Bayside, Queens on Friday morning. And the family of a Bronx boy searching for him after the 14-year-old went missing last Friday. You now know what's going on. I'm Tom Note on AM 970, The Answer. Now, here's Debbie Duhaime with the traffic.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound GWB looks okay. The outbound George Washington Bridge, upper level construction. Lincoln 5 minutes into town. Holland about 10 minutes getting into town. It's busy on the Bruckner East at 149th with a disabled truck. Stop and go traffic eastbound BQE at the Williamsburg Bridge. That's busy getting into town. FDR Drive northbound still quite busy. 40s up through the 60s. And prepare for some slowdowns over on the Wantagh. The Wantagh heading northbound by Hempstead Turnpike. They're just cleaning up an accident over there. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to 17 eastbound, getting down through Chester. It's some ongoing construction there. And 287 east, exit 6 in White Plains. A stalled vehicle was just cleared. That's finally out of the way. 46 in Hackettstown. Construction also 46 in Clifton. Construction continuing there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Joe on the radio telling you about Super Shield. Da, 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 da. It's a green... my own special effects. How about that? We're on a budget. And now, Super Shield. You know what? I'm so excited because I'm doing this, and I want you to do this with me. You can extend the life of your roof for another 10 years at about one-third the cost. Rhino shielded the house. I did the deck. Now, Super Shield is a green energy star-rated cool roof system proven to reflect the sun's UV rays, right? And lower your roof's surface temperature, thereby cooling your home, certainly heating your home, in the wintertime. Super Shield goes on top of your existing residential shingles or flat roof, comes with a 10-year warranty on pitched roofs, 15-year warranty on flat roofs. And if you replace your roof, it's going to cost you a fortune, and you're not going to get a 10-year warranty. You know that. Super Shield. Blah, blah, blah. We should have music. Can we have music, Joe? We say Super Shield, like a Superman kind of music. It's the revolutionary sprayed-on roof coating system. It's by Rhino Shield. Fully insulates, waterproofs, goes on any roof surface, protects against moisture, mold, algae, and it comes in any color. My color is Dash of Pepper. Thank you for asking. I'm doing the roof. I'm going to do the roof. I swear to goodness gracious. You know what? One person will come to your home, walk outside, follow up with an email estimate. Susan is currently offering, now is the time to do this, because Susan is offering 15% off the final price for any job signed now, no matter when you want the job started. This is genius. Super Shield. You got to do this for your roof. And Susan is offering, by the way, no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Plus, Susan, she is so wonderful. So wonderful and fun to work with. And she's got a great eye, you know, a great designer's eye as well. You got to call Susan, please, for Super Shield. Put that on your roof. And you know Susan from Rhino Shield, of course, 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608.
The Orange look to bounce back as they return to the Dome Saturday to beat Wake Forest for a second straight season. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam, Terry, and me for all the action. It's another noon kickoff with Orange pregame at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Everything is opening up again, but that doesn't mean that nasty germs are gone. In order to reduce the spread of germs, wash your hands for a minimum of 20 seconds. But please don't forget to clean your phone. Whatever your hands touch gets passed to your phone, and the best way to clean your phone is with phone soap. Phone soap. I love my phone soap. It sanitizes and charges your phone in as little as 5 minutes. Phone soap is featured on TV Shark Tank. It's so easy to use. It fits smartphones and cases of all sizes. It can even sanitize TV remotes, keys, earbuds, and so much more. Don't you dare accept any cheap knockoffs. Phone soap is the original patented and clinically proven UVC phone sanitizer. Phone soap's been making phone sanitizers for the last decade, and they kill on average 100 times more germs than their competition. Phone soap is trusted by healthcare professionals around the country and me. For a limited time, go to phonesoap.com, use the promo code MikeG, and you'll save 15% and get free shipping. Go to phonesoap.com. Remember to use the promo code MikeG, phonesoap.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka reveals evidence of a cover-up.
The original laptop was handed over in December. Why did nothing happen for a year? Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings is a protege of the vice president's late son, Beau Biden. Can you spell the words cover-up?
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I like telling you about Relief Factor because I like you. I love you. You're part of the family. We gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, hash out the whole news of the day, crazy news of the day, right? And I want you to be out of pain because I know sometimes you get in pain and you don't want to deal with it. And then I know what you do. You sit down. When you sit down and you're with the family and you make this sound, you go, there you go. And then when you get out of the chair, you go, like it's a big thing to sit down. They go, I want you to, come on, the best is yet to come. And I speak to mostly my boomer brothers and sisters. You know what? The best is yet to come. You don't want, you get no pain, as Mr. T used to say. You want no pain, and you could achieve that with Relief Factor. All 100% natural, right? And Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have the three-week quick start just to see if we can get you out of pain. It's $19.95. It's like a dollar a day to see if we can indeed get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. And it worked for me. It worked for me in 5 days. It didn't take 3 weeks. And I've been on it ever since. And I'm very grateful to Pete and Seth to come up with the whole concept of Relief Factor. I want you to get up out of that chair. I want you to do like me. I bound. I've used the word bound up the stairs. Now, I could do that because when I want my kids, I don't want to slow them down. I want to stay young with these kids. And you could do it, in my opinion, with Relief Factor. Get that three-week quick start. The three-week quick start is only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Chris Stegall is a great broadcaster, and he's been at it for a while, and I'm proud to tell you that he is now, courtesy of Mr. Phil Boyce at AM 990, The Answer in the great city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Chris, great to catch up with you, man, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Mr. Piscopo, my honor. Thank you so much for having me.
No, you're doing great, and Joey Sebelia is doing a great job with us here. I know he spent time with you producing your great show in Philadelphia, my friend. But, Chris, Philly's such a great town. You stay there. You know how great it is in Center City and all around the areas. What is going on tonight? What happened down there, man?
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker. I mean, as is usually the case, I was just talking with Joey there during the break, as a matter of fact. And I said, you know, when you wake up anymore and you see that Philadelphia is trending on social media, sadly, it's not usually a good thing. Yeah. And in West Philadelphia, that's the story. You got a guy named Wayne Wallace. There's video of it. You've maybe seen it on social media. It's kind of grisly. I'll warn you if you go looking for it. But he's crazed. He's wielding a knife. A couple of officers have drawn their guns and asked him to put down the knife. I suspect they were called, this is the part of the story we don't know, I suspect they were called on a domestic violence or domestic dispute call. They're there. He's got the knife. He won't drop it. And he comes at them. They fire 12 to 13 times, it appears from the video, and he dies there in the middle of the street. Subsequently, that led to protests last night, rioting and ransacking of businesses, and stores in West Philadelphia, and here we are.
Well, and when someone, and I say this, I have to be very, very careful with this, Chris, these days, I got to watch it. But if you're, and I say this because I think we're both pro-law enforcement.
Of course.
If you're going to attack a police officer in a maniacal way with a knife, you're going to have a problem. And rest this poor guy's soul, this Walter Wall, may he rest in peace. But you're going to have a problem. And what are the police supposed to do? And I ask that objectively. What are the police supposed to do? Because it's the heat of the moment. It's a knife-wielding guy, you know, in a crazy manner. What are the cops supposed to do? Just let him? I mean, I don't have an answer for it, Chris.
Joe, your question and your sentiment is what I think most Americans feel, which is why this morning, as I was discussing it, and I monitor the big three cables, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC, interestingly, the only network to cover it this morning, and I mean literally even mention it, and Fox did three times, it was Fox News. MSNBC mm-hmm. and CNN didn't even acknowledge this happened or that there were protests last night, and I'll tell you why. Gosh. Because I think most of this country feels the way you do and the way I do, and 1 week before an election, they don't want to be having a discussion about our treatment of law enforcement in this country because I think they know who it benefits, if I can be very blunt.
Yeah. No, you're right. So you're telling me that MSNBC and CNN, they and I know they pale in comparison rating-wise toward against Fox, but still, they won't even mention it because they're afraid Philadelphia. They don't want to lose Philadelphia to President Trump because, God forbid, it's all about the election.
I don't know that they fear losing Philadelphia. New York Times story says that 25% of the early return votes they have estimated already have gone to Trump, which is an unbelievable number if true. But there's a lot of question, and I'm not predicting, I don't know this to be a fact, but there's a lot of question, as you've heard, about the black vote, which is the majority vote in Philadelphia, and a lot of people wonder if there won't be a sizable turnout for the president. This looting and burning of our cities that we watched throughout a good chunk of this year, in addition to the way our police are being treated, it is not a winning issue for Democrats and Joe Biden, and I think CNN and MSNBC and the DNC, I think they all know it. And so they'd rather not have this discussion 1 week from an election.
Amazing. And also, but it's so frustrating. And I speak for all Americans. I really feel for most Americans. Let me put it that way, Chris Stegall, is when you go, something happens, don't burn your town down. New York is still, we're still reeling from what happened with those riots. And look at Minneapolis. What's with the burning of down? You know, if there's a problem and the police did something wrong, believe me, there's going to be consequences. But to burn your town down, Chris, help me out here, man.
Well, and what's so disgusting about it, Joe, you're right. These aren't that any business deserves it or has it coming, but these aren't big corporate entities. These aren't outside interests.
Right.
These are local and in most cases minority-owned businesses and stores and homes. And I can't understand why you would ransack your very neighborhood, your own neighborhood, supposedly in the spirit of justice. But you know, the one thing I do hear is that when things like this happen, there's this very sinister influx of outside influence that comes pouring in. I don't know where that comes from, but I've heard that on more than one occasion. When this unrest happens, you saw during the summer the pallets of bricks being dropped off and U-Haul trucks being delivered with various equipment. It's coming from outside often. I'm not saying locals aren't involved. I'm just saying there's often a lot of outside influence that causes a lot of this too.
Great conversation, Chris, and I think it's being, those locals are being used,
yes.
You know, to carry on whatever that concerted effort is to bring down this great country, and they're doing it in the inner cities. And just before we let you go, Chris, the DA, Larry Krasner in there, he's like infamous at this point for just letting criminals run rampant in the streets, am I right?
Joe, we just hit, here's the sad thing that isn't being talked about in Philadelphia today because of this officer-involved shooting, 400 homicides. Yesterday, we hit the 400th homicide in Philadelphia yesterday.
God, and is it because like in New York now, there's no consequences anymore for these criminals?
Right.
That's probably what it is. Yes.
Yeah, 100%. You talk to any officer of the law in Philadelphia, they'll all tell you they have absolutely no support from the district attorney, who is a George Soros funded and installed guy. It's a real thing. He's a real problem, and I feel for our police. I really do.
Yeah. Chris, I'm a fan, and you, this is a great
Likewise.
Conversation. I mean, that's an unfortunate subject matter, and may this gentleman's soul rest in peace. But we support the police, and we just want this, you know, this nonsense to stop. And you're absolutely right when you say it's coming from the outside. That is what is instigating, I think, a lot of this unrest in the inner cities across this great country. Chris DeGaal, he is the man at AM 990, The Answer, as we broadcast from AM 970, The Answer. Chris, thank you, my friend. Hopefully we'll see you sooner than later.
I sure hope so, Joe. My pleasure. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks for Joey Sebelia, too, man. Great job mentoring him. He's doing great. Thank you so much. Joe Sebelia was producing Chris DeGaal's show. He had left here originally at AM 970 The Answer to go to Chris, and then he was at Philly for a while till we stole him back. So we're glad to have him back, and we thank Chris for joining us on the radio. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, don't forget Mike Gallagher, 10:05, Charlie Kirk at noon, and Debbie Duhaime right now checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer.
Hi, Joe. We're going to go to Minetto Hill Road at Washington Ave in Plainview. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is moving solely on the FDR Drive north up through the 20s in the construction zone. Stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down by Meeker Morgan. Over on the Cross Island North at Bell Boulevard, that's a collision. Westbound Belt, stop-and-go traffic heading out toward Kennedy Airport. Inbound GWB is okay. Outbound upper construction. Lincoln 5 minutes getting into town. Stop-and-go traffic over on the Garden State Parkway northbound, 144 up through 145. And also on the Garden State Parkway southbound by the Cheesequake service area, a debris spill getting down toward Matawan, so expect delays there. 84 east at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge construction and 17 construction as you head out through Chester. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, 951 with Joey on the radio. Hey, can I tell you about Lafreda Meats? I love telling you about Lafreda Meats. I was talking about with my mom and my brother Richie yesterday, telling you about the best meats you got to get are Lafreda Meats because you can get them delivered to your home now. They said, what? I said, yeah, those meats. Because my mother always says, Joseph, you have to eat a good steak. And when I got to eat a good steak, I eat a Lafreda steak. Because I want the best cut meat. I want the best cut meat, the best flavor, and the most, and as natural and good, so all those vitamins get into my body. You know me, right? And now Lafreda supplies over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. And Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors, they operate in New York and New Jersey. They've been supplying these fine restaurants for over 98 years. And I know the Lafreda family, they're great. Pat Sr. is great, and Junior is great, and Mark and all the team over there at Lafreda Meats. Now, you can go to Lafreda.com, and you get the best cuts of beef, pork, poultry, delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor. And it's cut the night before, delivered fresh the next day. You know what? Never frozen. And don't look for frozen potato or something. This is all about great, great poultry, great, great meat from the most famous meat purveyor in the country and in the world, Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors. You can get Lafreda.com meats just by going to L-A-F-R-I-E-D-A, Lafreda.com. You visit them at Lafreda.com and try America's best meat. Lafreda.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We at AM 970 The Answer believe this election is bigger than any one person. We believe it's more important than just narrow interests. We believe it's so important, in fact, we are willing to pull out all the stops to pool all the resources we can to win. That's why we've invited the owner of our fiercest competitor to join me in hosting a two-hour Get Out the Vote victory special. Join John Catsimatidis, New York's most beloved billionaire, as we rally this city to victory. Wednesday afternoon, 4 to 6, only on AM 970, The Answer.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands.
thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
After 25 years of building websites for all kinds of companies in many different industries, AmericanEagle.com realized a well-designed website is also your best employee. Bringing efficiency, revenue, production, showing up every day, giving above and beyond to increase your bottom line. That's what a website designed, developed, and hosted by AmericanEagle.com has brought to so many clients. An AmericanEagle.com website is a 24/7 branding exercise, building rapport and thus brand equity while you sleep. Companies like WeatherTech have relied on AmericanEagle.com's website design and development and hosting capabilities for years. When some of the world's top brands need a reliable company to prepare their sites for high traffic events, who do they call? AmericanEagle.com. Their clients have come to rely on them for a full line of website services, from consulting and strategy to digital marketing, hosting, and maintenance. Give the team at AmericanEagle.com a call today. 1-877-WEB-NOW. The number one is the number. AmericanEagle.com is the website. 1-877-WEB-NOW-1 is the number.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I love Alex Cancella. I love Iggy. You won't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And you know what I mean when I say that, right? You go over to a car dealer and you know, you don't feel comfortable and you know, they don't give you the right information, or you get that quick sales pitch. No dummies at Route 22 Toyota. You want to go over there, you can get over there and you meet Alex Cancella and the team. They're social distancing. It's safe. They're fogging the vehicles, and it's so they're disinfected. You know, I love that. And the state-of-the-art service facility is, like, spectacular. And the showroom, are you kidding me? At Route 22 Toyota? It's like the best. You can't believe it. And I love Iggy, and I love Alex and their family, and everybody who goes there. Everybody. My buddy Captain Frank just went. I told you 2 weeks ago. Hey, Joe, I need a Toyota. I said, well, I know where you got to go. And he called 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Went down there, and he said, man, Alex, the team, what a great team, you know? And this is a U.S. Air Marshal. He's a tough guy, fourth-degree black belt, a commercial pilot. And he went down there, and he could not say enough about Route 22 Toyota. And you know what? They'll treat you the exact same way. It's what they do. But I love this for qualified buyers, a 0% APR financing up to 60 months and zero down leases. How about zero interest, 0% interest for up to 5 years? Will you please call 855-621-9949? All you got to say is, Joey sent me. That's all you got to say. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, the smart way to buy, and you don't have to deal with dummies. Route 22 Toyota is located right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. My goodness gracious, that was a fast 4 hours. We're trying to just save the country. So that's all we're trying to do. You think I'm kidding? Well, we can do it. We can do it. We will do it. And we'll start tomorrow at 6 a.m. and try to do it all over again. Joe Sebelia, great show as always, man.
Thank
great
you.
Great job. And Matt Sambolin, thank you so thank much. You. Just over the top, my friend. Thank you so much. We love you, Debbie Duhame. But Matt, thank you for Al will be here. That's his name. See, I forgot him already, Matt. See, he did such a good job. Al will be back tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. Kara, thank you. Charlie at the phones, thank you. Debbie Duhame. And we love you for listening. And let's do it again tomorrow. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Charlie Kirk, Dr. Gorka, Dennis Prager. We got it all for you right here at AM 970, The Answer. Now, do me a big favor. Please go out and make it the absolute best day ever. And you know why? Because you deserve it.